This is Dr. Schumacher dictating history and new admission history and physical on Percy Williams, Williams, Percy, Percy. Date was September 12, 2022. Place was Mission Point of Flint. New paragraph, patient profile. Mr. Williams. Is a 77-year-old male who had been residing at Mission Point, period. The pair of chief complaint. Weakness and altered mentation and tachycardia. The pair of history of past illness. Mr. Williams was sent to because of mental illness and lethargy and elevated, period. This is on or around August. period. His chest X-ray in the nursing home also suggested pneumonia, period. He has had dementia and he had a previous stroke, period. He had been in the nursing home for 11 years. And his niece noticed that she had dementia for about a year or so, period. She also reported a left facial droop, period. This seems more prominent than what it was before, period. He was very lethargic, and he himself could not give much information except for some yes-no questions, period. He had not been eating or drinking well for several days before admission, period. No other aggravating factors for this was noted, period. His heart rate was in the 140s in the ER, and his blood pressure was stable, period. He had a sodium elevated at 161, suggesting hypernatremia, period. He elevated at 0.48, and his decrease of sinus tachycardia, period. He was started on Ringer's lactate and antibiotics, period. We used cefepime and vancomycin initially, period. We treated pneumonia. Period. For the hyponatremia, we used we later changed it to D5.5 normal saline at 100 mLs per hour, period. He's also given free water via the G2, period. He was continued on levetiracetam 500 milligrams twice a day for seizures, period. He was felt to have some metabolic encephalopathy superimposed on dementia, period. It's possible that his dementia progressed, period. He was treated for acute kidney injury, likely due to hypovolemia, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. He denies fever, chills, or major weight change. He denies visual complaints, ENT. He seems to hear me adequately, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness. GI, no abdominal vomiting, diarrhea or bleeding, period. GU, incontinent of urine. No dysuria. CNS, no headaches, syncope or seizures or paresthesias from him, period. Musculoskeletal, no arthralgias. He denies pain, but he's not ambulatory. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Mental status. He is better able to verbalize and answer simple yes-no questions, but does not really speak a great deal in sentences or phrases, period. Hematologic, no excessive bruising. I got that. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, period. He now has a feeding tube as he did not pass a swallowing evaluation, period. New paragraph. Past medical history. Hypertension, seizures, possible stroke, bronchitis, alcoholism. New paragraph, family history. His sister and niece had diabetes mellitus, period. He could not tell me much else about family members, period. New paragraph, surgical history. He had a procedure for a collapsed lung. New paragraph, social history. He formerly used excess alcohol, but not recently, period. He's a former smoker of half a pack a day for 51 years, giving 25.5 pack years period. He does not smoke now. New paragraph, medications. Mirtazapine 30 milligrams nightly, albuterol by nebulizer, 2.5 milligrams and 0.5 mLs every 4 hours is needed. Levetiracetam 50 milligrams or 500 milligrams twice a day via the D-tube. Nurofen 4 milligrams every 4 hours if needed via the D-tube. Tylenol 650 milligrams via the D-tube every 8 hours if needed for pain period. Milk and magnesia 30 mLs every 8 hours as needed. The paragraph allergy is unknown. The paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. He's awake and alert and can answer yes no questions. Blood pressure 116 over 82, pulse 74, respiratory rate 18, temperature 98.1, O2 saturation 98%. Head and neck exam. Pupils were about equal and reactive to light. Extraocular movements are intact. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Oral mucous membranes are now moist. Use normal inspection. No obvious oral pharyngeal abnormality was seen, period. Neck supple, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes, no mass, period. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmurs, no significant edema. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves are normal, sensation and cranial nerves, sort of very trace left facial droop, and were otherwise normal, period. Sensation intact. He's not oriented to time and only minimally to place and was oriented to the person. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Skin warm and dry without rash or major lesions, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Williams had hypernatremia, pneumonia, and acute kidney injury, and these are resolved, period. Two, he has a history of seizure disorder, and I'll continue levetiracetam, 500 milligrams twice a day, period. Three, he is now in two feet due to impaired swallowing, period. There was evidence of an old stroke, period. He had a facial droop, period. Four, he has essential hypertension, currently stable without meds, period. He had been on lisinopril. His blood pressure was low in the hospital and still on the low side. I will add it only if his blood pressure comes up further, period. Five is debility. We'll order OT and physical therapy to assess and treat, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.